telco insider whose mobile phone tower protest went out of control is back. Now, he drove a tank down city streets destroying transmitters to highlight what he saw as dangerous tower emissions. Now, of course, he was sent to jail for that. But the former technician hasn't changed his mind about the health effects of mobile phone towers, and he's preparing another protest. But as Laura Sparks reports, this one won't involve a tank.
The message was that how dangerous it was. I wasn't thinking clearly. I made some rash decisions, which I really regret.
But it was out of sheer frustration, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
His desperation drove him to extreme measures. John Patterson did the unthinkable. He went on a destructive spree in a tank, and now he's paid dearly for his actions.
I was proved guilty, and I was jailed for my offences.
How dangerous is this office?
It's catastrophic. You wouldn't work here.
We first met John, a former senior telecommunications technical officer with Telstra, more than 2 years ago. Back then, he was waiting to be sentenced, facing a jail term for his tank attack.
I was involved in rolling the technology out. I was very responsible for any safety things that actually happened. So I felt obligated to actually do something about it.
John borrowed his mate's armoured personnel carrier, one of only two in the country, and rammed eight equipment shelters housing transmitters for mobile phone towers. It's the accumulation.
We're in Sydney Basin. There's probably 10 million phones in Sydney Basin. Then there's all the Wi-Fi's used. There's all of the communications, radio, TV, everything.
John's now setting up a business. He's got $500,000 worth of equipment, including this $80,000 spectrum analyzer, one of only a few in the country.
So how much radiation is in here because of that tower?
It's equivalent to thousands of mobile phones being inside the office here.
All ringing at once?
Yes.
So if I was to work in here for 2 years with that mobile phone tower there and that radiation in here, how would it affect me?
Worst case scenario, bowel cancer, liver cancer, lung, heart, brain problem.
This is an older story, but it highlights the dangers of this technology. This telecom worker that knew everything about this technology decided to destroy eight death towers with a tank because he wanted to get the warning out. He wanted to let people know just how dangerous this technology is. That means that everything that people are saying about this technology is real. At first came the 5G, and then everybody got sick. But it gets even worse because this technology now is part of a social credit score system that's driven by artificial intelligence to take out the undesirables, the Christians, the conservatives, the purebloods. And this is happening all throughout the Western world. But before we get into that, tens of thousands of scientists are basically warning about this technology as if it's worse than the vaccines. Remember how the government told us that the vaccines were safe and effective, and that turned out to not be true. It's the same thing with this wireless technology. They tell us it's safe, it's effective, there's nothing to worry about, but all the scientists are telling us it's a different story. And government insiders and weapons experts are now telling us that this technology has been weaponized and is being used to induce cancers and cause heart attacks in people that the government doesn't like. This might seem extraordinary, unbelievable, but it's true. It's so bad that even public schools are now trying to protect their children from this radiation. Children are being hit, and we've gotten plenty of videos of not only cancer clusters, but of children actually getting taken out by this weaponized system. If you're not aware that this technology has been weaponized and is taking people out, well, welcome to the new world, because it's happening. And many people have been taken out by this technology, and many more people are being affected right now. If you're experiencing the 5G symptoms, chronic fatigue, the sudden onset of pain, pain not associated with an injury, vertigo, ringing in the ears, recurring headaches, recurring back problems, you're being targeted by this system right now. It may sound unbelievable, but this is what's happening according to the weapons experts and government insiders that basically have spilt the beans. We know that this technology is being used against conservatives. At first, they silence people online, and then they basically take them out in a way that mimics cancer or heart attacks or strokes, and it just looks like natural causes. Even if this technology wasn't weaponized, it still wouldn't be safe. But the fact that they're using this beamforming technology to target people makes it 10 times worse, if not a million times worse. And the more people talk about it, the better. You know, the mainstream television is trying to tell us that it's the Russians. You know, people are being taken out, people are being hit with energy weapons. They call it the Havana Syndrome, but it's just government workers and it's just the Russians that are doing it. But if you look at the comments, it's full of people saying, me too, me too. And this has been an ongoing problem for over a decade in America and other countries where people are being targeted by this technology. And there's tons of people that are basically being tortured online, screaming, trying to get the message out. But that message basically gets silenced and censored. The government doesn't want you to know what they're doing, obviously. They're not just rigging elections. They're basically sanitizing the demographics as they open the borders wide open to replace us. And they're in a hurry to replace us. And this is part of their agenda. But this technology is far from safe. It's beyond
Telco insider, whose mobile phone tower protest went out of control, is back.
The video guy. But basically, everything in the smart city infrastructure has been weaponized, including the CCTV cameras. They've been equipped with microwave emitters and other directed energy weapons. And basically, we've got countless videos of people being taken out. And at first, it kind of looks like it's the vaccines, it's the heart attacks and the like. But you can see these people looking straight into the camera before they get taken out. They know exactly where it's coming from. Let's see if we can get the video guy back to where he should be. But basically, these people are looking straight into the camera as they're getting taken out. And they're not just dropping dead like the people on the news. These people are spinning around, flailing their arms. They're trying to protect themselves from something. They know they're being hit by directed energy weapons. And while it looks similar, it's not at all the same. Even students in schools are being targeted by this system. And it's not the classic just, you know, heart attack and drop. These people are spinning around. They know they're being attacked. And anyone that's experienced electronic torture knows, you know, basically it's an ongoing thing. Understanding the problem is part of the solution. Getting the word out and raising awareness and the like is part of the solution. But even if people take out all of these death towers, it's still not enough. There are redundant systems in place that include planes, blimps, hot air balloons, satellites, you name it, basically raining down death rays on people. And it's all part of the program. That's all you can really say. The entire grid has been weaponized, and it's layer after layer of directed energy weapons. Boeing is one of the largest directed energy weapon manufacturers on the market. And it's so that they can outfit their planes with these weapons and take people out as they fly by. They're not just spraying you like bugs, poisoning the food, the air, the water. They're literally taking people out, making it look like natural causes. They're mimicking the stages of diseases so that nobody gets suspicious. It's beyond nefarious. The more people that are aware, the better, not only to take this system out, but so that people can protect themselves. It's why we strongly recommend that people check out this book, Transhuman Genocide. It not only talks about the agenda and the scenario and the weapons, it also talks about the solutions and the recipes to make military-grade EMF shielding so that you can have a safe room or make a chest plate or a helmet, whatever you need to protect yourself. The dangers are very real, and the more people that are aware of the dangers and how to protect themselves, the more people will survive to fight in this next generation warfare. Be sure to check out this book, Transhuman Genocide. You can find it on Amazon or on Patreon as an ebook or as a hard copy. You can even read a free sample on Amazon. But basically, walking around without protection today is suicidal, especially if you're a conservative, especially if you've been flagged by social media. Everybody's in danger. And it's not just the ambient radiation that surrounds us. It's basically the targeting that makes it even worse. And even low levels of microwave radiation can induce heart attacks. The heart is extremely sensitive to electromagnetic pulses. And so basically, if you don't protect yourself, it's heart palpitations, it's the pacemaker, and then it's basically out the door. And nobody can help you. Not 911, not the emergency room. When this system is after you, it's only a matter of time. And there's no escaping it. There's no running from it. People have tried. They've gone from city to city, state to state, country to country, and it follows them everywhere. This is the unfortunate reality of this New World Order, this World Economic Forum and the like, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. This is the secret weapon. This is the secret sauce. This is the Trojan horse in everybody's neighborhood. Not only is it related to the pandemic, but it'll be rolled out again for disease X in a massive way. And with 6G, you can bet it's only going to get worse, as scientists state that they're going to be using people as antennas. The situation is beyond urgent. We can't make enough videos on this topic to warn people, especially after you see how these people are being tortured online and getting hit with these weapons. It's the worst thing imaginable. And if you're experiencing the symptoms, the system is already beginning to process you, softening you up and the like. And time is of the essence. It takes time to build a safe room. It takes time to get the supplies and to know what you're doing. So getting the book is the first step, but putting it into action is the next step, and that takes time, and time is against us. And as things become more and more expensive, shielding materials will become more and more expensive. And so there really isn't much choice in the matter. You have to start preparing now, or you're basically going to get taken out. And people are going to be like, oh, that's so sad. It was sudden and mysterious. And the like. And so weapons experts are now telling us not only are the cell towers weaponized, but the CCTV cameras, the new ULEZ cameras, and the like, the smart meters, the routers, and so much more. I'm not sure what the video guy is doing, but basically it looks like we're waiting for that famous scene again, so that you can see this guy basically turn around, look into the camera, and then basically get taken out. He knows where the radiation is coming from. I don't think it was beyond reasonable doubt in the initial clips, but we're going to play this again so that you can see this guy spin around, look right into the camera, and then basically start gyrating with the frequencies. And basically, I mean, he's staring right into the camera for a couple seconds before he gets taken out. We wanted to show you that so that basically his last will and testament could reach you, so that you know that there's something else going on. It's not just the vaccines taking people out. Governments around the world have deployed this top secret social credit score system that uses microwaves and artificial intelligence to sanitize the demographics. Again, they're not just silencing and censoring people online. They're not just rigging the elections. They're not just opening the borders wide open. They're not just poisoning the food, the air, and the water. They're not just injecting people with the death vax. They're coming after people with energy weapons in a massive way. And this is the whole 5G thing. This is why cities couldn't opt out. This is why these things are in everybody's neighborhoods. It's a Trojan horse. It's a weapon system. And everyone's in danger. Feel free to repost this content, any of our content, mirror the videos, get this message out. This isn't about selling books. This is about helping people defend themselves during a genocide. This is part of the transhuman agenda. They want to assimilate people with the brain chips. If it's not the WEF, it's Elon Musk. Come get your brain chip. And if you opt out of the beast system, they're going to scrub you. This book represents years of research from the top minds in electromagnetism, from universities, field research, field testing, and the like. It is beyond extraordinary. This book will save you time, money, resources, and it'll save your life. Don't miss out on this opportunity while this book is still available. Be sure to grab it on Amazon. Just search for it, Transhuman Genocide, and read it for yourself. You'll understand. Until the next time, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.